Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to myself, Valerie A. Campbell. And welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're in the right place. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. A methodology through which I teach simple truths to enhance your relationships, not just with yourself, but also with others around you. And vibe is also short for the word vibration. So this is the Secret Vibration Lounge. Welcome. And the first thing that I like to ask you is simply for you to ask off yourself, what do I want? And I do that because I want you to focus on what you want as opposed to what you do not want. Because whatever you give your faith to, you will attract. So come in. If you're thinking negatively, put that to the wayside and come in. Only positivity is allowed in here. Now, this is the month of Valentine's. I'm here in London. And I wanted to expand on something that a word that I shared in church recently. In fact, last week, Sunday, which was Valentine's Day. And as you know by now, except for the newcomers, welcome. I am, in its most simplest forms, an attraction coach. And I share my word, God's word, through being an author. So I'm a published author. My first book being She's Got That Vibe. Second book, The Blind Spot, I co-authored. And my most recent book is called The Difference, which I published last year. And I'm a coach, obviously, an attraction coach, enhanced relationship coach. And of course, I use this podcast. I podcast every single week in this beautiful medium to speak to millions around the world. So welcome. So I shared a word in church that was pressed onto my heart. And it really just captured the essence of that we are one. And when you look into God's word, the first commandment is to love God with all of your might. And the second commandment is to love your brother as you love yourself. But what's interesting about the word, and you'll find this in Mark, is that it says the second commandment is equally important. And I just want to hone in on the word equal, because the second commandment is not subservient to the first commandment. The word tells us that it is equal. And where there is equality, there is no difference. And where there is no difference, there is no separation. And where there is no separation, there is only one. One God, one love. And as you know, our God is infinite. We are expressions of the infinite. So therefore, what God is telling us is that we are love. We are expressions of love. In the word, it tells us that God is love. So therefore, we are love. And God, being love, he resources his love. He is our supply and he is our source. And so he resources his love through us, through his different expressions. Now, in our oneness, we often do not recognize that we are one. And so the way that we perceive love is through which we have been indoctrinated. And by that I mean we've been born into a world that has socialized us to perceive love in a particular way. So what our parents have told us, our teachers have told us, what we see on TV, what we see on movies, music videos, social media, this tells us or informs us of what love is. However, the word tells us what love is. So the love that you perceive most oftentimes is what I would have to call superficial love. It is a construct of your interpretation. What you see is a construct of your interpretation, and your interpretation is based on your indoctrination. So we perceive love in various different ways. However, there is only one love. And so we have to look behind the eyes of God, behind the eyes of Christ that is within us, and look at ourselves through that filter, as it were, to see what love is. And the word tells us what love is. It tells us that we are a masterpiece, that we are created in His love, that love bears the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that we're tender-hearted, that we're patient, that we exude temperance. All of this, look up the fruit of the Spirit. And so when we can love in the way that God loves another person, despite what that person has done to us, and look at that person through the eyes of love, then you will perceive that person differently. You see, we tend to think that other people around us are separate, but they are not separate. We are all connected. We appear to be separate. But if you can look at your brother and see him as one with you, you would relate to him in a completely different way. And so when we look at that second commandment that says, love your brother as you love yourself, it begets the question, how then am I loving myself? Yes, it's like being in that aeroplane. And, you know, they'd give you the instructions that if anything was to happen, you're to reach for that mask and put it over your face, inhale the oxygen. In this case, I'm going to say, use it as an analogy, inhale the word of God, what God says love is, and exhale. You see, when you recognize that you're one with another, when you realize that there is no separation, automatically, the way that you love yourself, even if you don't recognize that you are not separate from another, the way you love yourself is how you will love another. You see, when you do the work to begin to cultivate the love of God within you and look through the eyes of that love, you will automatically love another person in the same way. The more that you connect with yourself, the more that you will connect with another. The more that you connect with your own heart and your own feelings, anyone who is around you, you are silently giving that person permission to do the same. So think about it. What you do, when you give, you also receive at the same time. And some of you may think, ooh, I've never experienced that. But think again, really? Haven't you ever experienced where you give to someone, but because you do not understand how the body of Christ works, because you do not understand the concept of that there is no separation, you are looking to that individual to reciprocate. However, God resources himself through others. We are all connected. So have you not found that when you give to one person, you will often receive not from that person, but from someone else? Another expression of God, because we are all connected. But if you believe that you are separated, you will have a fear in giving away. You see, you will have a fear in giving away because you won't understand that to give is to receive, because you're giving to one aspect of yourself. And so therefore, when you give to another person, you are in fact giving to yourself. I want you to think of your physical body right now, your two arms and your two legs. If I have a ball in my left hand and I give it to my right hand, is it not still mine? It's still mine, isn't it? I'm still in possession of it. And that's how it is. When you give, you also receive at the same time. So there is only one love. And so that's why it begets the question, how am I loving myself? You know, when working with clients and with people, it always comes back to self-love. Think about it, the law of attraction. The law of attraction states that like energy attracts like energy. Just think about that for a moment. The reason why like energy attracts like energy is because there is no separation. What you put out there, you get back. Yes? When I move a ball from my left hand to my right hand, it's never lost my possession. It's never lost. You see, there is no lack. To perceive that there is lack is an illusion. There is no lack. You see. And so the law of attraction that states that like energy attracts like energy merely reflects back at you what you have put out there, what you have written on the wall, what you have written in this stuff that is around us. So it starts with what are you believing? What you see is a construct of your interpretation. And so it's Valentine's Day, Valentine's season. And I'm going to say something. And for you, some of you might catch it. It might fall on fertile soil. And for you, some of you, it may fall by the wayside. But it's simply this. Take time to smell the roses. If you've been given a Valentine's beautiful bunch of roses, take time to smell the roses. So, what sort of love are you putting out there? And I want to touch on that a little bit. I want to go back to my very first book, She's Got That Vibe. And in that book, I wrote about the 10 biggest mistakes that women make that turn men off. That was actually the middle chapter. And it's quite a funny book, and it's based on my time, especially when I worked as the only female in an all male dominated environment, you know, approximately 120 men, only female, only black female at that. And I loved it. But what I learned about those men and the way that they interact, not just with one another, but to female energy in that period, which was in excess of 10 years. And I want to look at that. I want to look at how are you loving yourself, and how that was reflected through those commandments, those mistakes, sorry. So the first mistake that I mentioned in the book is entitled Pursuing Men. And thinking about God's word and who God is a God of order. When you look about this world, this universe that we're in, you can see that God is a God of order. It is us that messes up the world, right? And basic biology dictates that it's the sperm that chases the egg. So mistake number one was, or is pursuing men. When you think about the fact that eggs do not chase sperm, sperm chases the egg. And when the sperm enters the space of the egg, it is survival of the fittest. And it's the most competent sperm that wins the prize. And I wrote that because when you think about yourself, are you loving yourself as respecting how God created you as a woman or a male, if you're listening to this? Are you valuing how God created you? Are you giving that priority in your life? Because when you get yourself out of sync, out of God's word, there is always a lesson to be learned. And if you do not learn that lesson, you put yourself right back into problems again. And I know that through my history of seeking love in all the wrong places, God gave me a vision which I downloaded to what I call the Queen Diagram. So if you go to valerieacampbell.com/queen, you will see that diagram. It's a very powerful diagram, a visual representation of God's order of things as to how men and female ought to relate to one another. God created men to want to go after what they find valuable. So when you think about fox hunting, when the fox is finally caught, in other words, the man has pursued the fox. You know, back in the day, that's what they used to do, fox hunting, right? It was regarded as a prize. A prize because the man had to invest effort, know-how, engage his full senses, his creativity, his prowess to be able to catch the fox. Now tell me, would it be the same if that same fox was just handed over on a plate? No, because the man would not have been able to harness all of that, what was within him, to reach to depths so that he could be able to achieve something that he valued. Do you think it would be the same if that same fox was just handed over on a plate? Nobody values a freebie. And yet in society, where we've become so lost in terms of respecting the differences, yet acknowledging that we are equal to men, but respecting the differences between men and our different roles, we have taken away or not provided the space for a man to engage in that energy so that he can catch his prize. Another way to describe this, for example, is when you were a kid, what did you value more, the pocket money given or the pocket money earned? What is of more value, the diamond or the lump of coal? Anything that is challenging to get, that you have to invest time and effort to acquire, you will value. This is just human nature. So knowing this, I have to ask, why do then women present themselves to men on a plate? So really what I'm getting here, what I'm trying to impress upon you here, is that to love yourself, getting back to that second commandment, love your brother as you love yourself, is to acknowledge how worthy you are. Like, what are your vibrations saying? Because remember, it's a reflection of what you believe about yourself, the role that you have as a woman, the role that you have as a man. And so that feeling that you may have right now of inadequacy, that is what you are projecting outwards. Remember, the secret is in the feeling. You express that energy out, that feeling of inadequacy. And because we are one, the law of attraction responds by saying, your wish is my command. I'm going to reflect back at you what you're reflecting at me. And it gives you more of that feeling of inadequacy and of unworthiness. So you see, it all begins with you. How are you loving yourself today? Everything stems with self-love, because when you love yourself, you are essentially loving God. You are acknowledging that you are love. That is who you are. That is the essence of who you are. And when you can cultivate that self-love, then you will naturally emanate it to others. And the way that you express this inadequacy in the form of, in a physical form, is when you're making most of the phone calls, sending most of the texts, initiating most of the dates. And you may be saying right now, oh, it's lockdown, I'm not doing any of that stuff, or on a much lesser degree. But maybe you're initiating the video dates and things like that. I just want you to kind of keep this in mind. Are you valuing yourself, even though you may be going, attending, being invited on video dates, walks in the parks? Are you allowing the man to lead? And so a lot of women that feel inadequate about themselves, which is a complete lie, by the way. You are enough. God created you enough. If you are that woman who's making the most of the phone calls, sending most of the texts, initiating most of the dates, giving up time with your girlfriends and your hobbies and interests, and doing most of the driving out to see him, being available at his convenience at short notice, asking questions like, where do you see this relationship going? Or can you see us having a future? Stop. You are taking up a man's role. And when you step into the space that your pursuer ought to be occupying, then things go kahoot. And so stop this behavior, because you are then the pursuer and you are chasing him away. And this is a message for those women who complain constantly that they want a man to be masculine and masterful. Well, how can they be, think about it, how can they be masculine and masterful in your lives when you're being masculine and masterful and stepping into that space? You've got to start to retrain your mind to sit into your feminine energy. Because when a woman makes a man the center of her world and she loses herself, she is chasing a fantasy, as it's based on false expectations which form a false reality. You see, when you compromise your own needs to satisfy those of a man, you've put your needs on the back burner. Effectively, you've lost the connection that you have with yourself, and you've placed yourself last. So you must love yourself first. I don't know how I can impress this upon you, but you must cultivate that love first. You are the common denominator of all of your relationships. They are a construct of your interpretation, which is based on the beliefs that you hold about what you think love is, about based on how you feel, believe about yourself. What you're trapped around you is merely a construct of your interpretation. But when you start to interpret things from a God's perspective, get into the Word of God. When you start to interpret your world, love, from a God's perspective, then things begin to fall into place around you. And that's why I say, go to that diagram, valerieacampbell.com/queen, and use that as a starting point to start to, you know, just kind of like clear up your mind and shift it in a God direction. And so, vibrations. Check your vibrations. And the way that you do that is by observing how you are feeling. It's very, very simple. Ask yourself, how am I feeling in any moment? And if you're feeling any negative emotions, you're not being true to who you really are and what you really want. You're actually getting into the way of God. You're getting in the way with your false perspectives about what God tells you who you are and how you see things. You see, you're also not on track to what you want. If you feel negative, that's your brain's telling you, ooh, you're not on track to what you want. But when you feel good, it's because you're on track to what you want. And so that's why I'll always start and ask you that question at the beginning of this lounge session. Ask yourself, what do I want? Because whatever you give your faith to, you will attract. Because there is no separation. And because where there is no separation, there is only one. So please pay heed to that commandment. And I've just told you about a little extract from my book. It's called She's Got That Vibe. It's available.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.